Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome back.
What's
How are we
up?
doing?
What's up, my people? Welcome back to the podcast.
As always, instead of eating, I am drinking something, so don't mind the weird noises of my protein shake because I'm back on my health shit.
Hey, let's fucking go. Carla's back on her healthy Carla vibes.
I'm gonna lie, I drank this thing and it took me to the bathroom so quick. I don't think, like, wow, it works fast. Let's just say that.
It works extremely fast because you were literally drinking it right in front of me. You told me all the contents in it, and then out of nowhere, Carla's like, ooh, I'll be back. Carla disappeared within like 20 minutes.
I'm currently Googling benefits of.
Don't mind me, guys. I have food in the background, too. A little bit of sweet potato.
But, yeah, so welcome to What the Fuck Latinx, the podcast where we talk about the Latin culture and how we grew up and the things that impact our growth and our history and all the fun, cool stuff that people don't really talk about that really makes us who we are today. Are we a comedy podcast? Are we a history podcast? Are we a
music podcast?
Yes. The answer is yes to all of it. We do whatever we want, and I think that
ain't no rules to this.
No, we just talk about stuff that's interesting to us. So welcome. Basically. Welcome to a new episode where this week we decided to do a random rant instead of a full episode, but we have the next one all planned out and stuff, which makes me happy. So yeah, we're doing a random rant. I just wanted to kind of like sit down and go talk more about what our experience and what the corona has been. We have been locked in for the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Isn't this the 5th week?
Feels like, you know what it feels like? It feels like we've been locked in for the whole year. It feels like a year.
It does. That's what I'm like. I feel like I said 3 weeks yesterday, but honestly, I think this is the 5th week that we've been locked in.
I know, it's so crazy. And see, I know it's a lot more difficult for you because I at least get to like go out to work.
Yeah, fuck you.
But even going out, recently it's starting to feel like I'm in a war zone. I feel like I'm going out. I got my mask on. I got my gloves on. I got my hoodie on, ready to go. I feel like I am in a war zone.
Well, it's actually funny that you say that because, yes, you do get to, like, actually go out, so fuck you. But before everything, all of this happened, I used to be so on top of my shit. This has been my goal this week is I used to be so on top of shit. I was working out. I was working out 4 times a week, and then one of those, I was doing yoga weekly. I was going to work. I was, like, on top of my, like, classwork, and then last week was my first week laid off. I was like, okay, I'm going to get a resume, start applying to jobs, blah, 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 like, apply for unemployment. There's all these things that I have to get done, and, like, I kind of, like, wrote it down, and then I started doing it, and then this week came around and I feel like I didn't get anything done. Like, I feel like I just started and then I was waking up so late and I was being so tired. My sleeping habits went to trash. My eating habits went to trash. Like, last week was so bad.
Everything goes to trash. I feel like it's because, like, you become less mobile. You're less ambitious to go out and, like, get your day started and get that adrenaline pumping.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that last week was the 4th week of Corona. So before that, I was working. So I had to wake up to have meetings at 9.
Okay.
And then I feel like I had a purpose, if that makes sense. So I was like, oh, I have to do this. And then I have a meeting with my boss and I'd be like, okay, so there's all these other things that I have to do. And I have to do homework. And I have to do blah, 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 blah. And, like, ever since I lost my job, I was like, I just wake up in the day and I'm like, what is life?
You know what that means, though, right?
No.
That means that now you have to redefine your purpose, right? And you have to grab one of your, maybe an interest that you might have. Maybe it's like, I don't know, making videos on YouTube.
Or damn, you snitching me out like that?
You have to self-indulge in a new hobby.
I do. So actually, I did spend a lot of my time last week starting a YouTube channel because...
Oh, word? Did you really?
Yeah, fuck you. because I was watching videos about how much these people make, and I start watching this creator. Her YouTube name's called The Content Bug. And so...
Hey, shout out to The Content Bug. This advertisement is not sponsored.
No, give us money though, please.
I'm
jobless. So anyways, I've been watching her YouTube channel, among others, about how to start like a YouTube channel and where does the money really come from and what are the ads and like all this like nitty gritty that I don't really think about. And I was like, yo, I think I want to do it. I have a podcast. What's holding me back from doing YouTube? And then I fucking did it. And then I regretted it. I spent the whole week recording. And like, regret's not the right word, but I spent the whole week recording and then deleting and then recording and then deleting and then editing and then deleting and then re-recording again.
Process.
Because obviously I thought I knew what I was doing after researching, but it was like the tip of the iceberg. Once you actually start doing all this stuff, like, it just like became so complicated that I'm like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm like so tired. Well, I was so tired, and then like I just kept editing the same clip over and over, and then like suddenly I'd be missing like a whole clip that I edited, or like it like undid itself and I had to re-edit it all over again. I just wasted so much time. It's not wasted, but like I just spent so much time on it. Yesterday,
oh no,
I finally was like, oh my god, like I finished my first YouTube video, like this is great, oh my god, like I'm so excited. I fucking downloaded,
oh my god,
wait, the for editing program's watermark comes out on my video.
So the quote unquote free editing program, that shit was not free at all.
It wasn't, but it didn't tell me. It was like, yes, it's like the program for all creators, download blah blah blah, and I was like, oh my god, great. And like I used it, I played around with it for a whole week, and I had to learn how to do everything because I've been editing the podcast for a while, but editing video is so different. You have to layer like actions and stuff like that. So I was doing that, and then
are you busy?
Yeah, and once I downloaded it, it was like, oh, by the way, if you want a watermark removed, pay us $100+, or you can just, like, download it. And I got so mad, and I'm so tired of editing the same video, that I think I'm just going to post it like that.
With the watermark?
Yeah. And then I'm going to make a video after talking about how...
Ooh, you could talk about your experience with, like, oh, I did all this research, I found these programs, and psych!
Yeah, I want to do a video about what not to do when you're starting, so people don't waste the time like me.
You know what? That's actually like it's a gift and a curse that you went through all of that.
So excited, and slowly, like I was like, oh, and this is more work and more work and more work and more work. But that's what I've been up to. So last week,
I want to commend you on actually sticking with it, because that's what happens to like 95% of the population, is that they'll start something, mm-hmm. and when things start to not go their way immediately, mm-hmm. a lot of people give up. And I feel like that's why people aren't successful when they like, you know, pursue these ventures.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because I was watching, while doing my research, I was watching a video about like what are like the four obstacles that YouTubers go through, and they were like the first ones to start. Because people are so intimidated to start that they don't. And so I've been trying to, like, I'm aware that this is, like, a thing. And I just have to start and then improve as I go.
No, of course. Oh, yeah. That's like.
And then the next ones are, like, when you realize, what was it? Quote, the guy said, when the honeymoon phase is over and you realize it's a lot of work, then people give up again. And then once you overcome that, the next one was when you, then when you put in the work, the next chapter is like you realize you have to sacrifice time and energy instead of like having fun. Then people are like, oh, like, yeah, I like to do YouTube, but I'd rather spend my time doing like more stuff for me. And then, like, once you overcome this, like, motivation challenges, that's when you, like, start to succeed and see the money coming in and, like, doing all this stuff. So, like, I kind of tried to research, and like, as best as I could, but...
There's only so much that you can research until you start to get bored and you want to
just... And you know what's fucked is, like, everybody on YouTube is like, oh, my God, it's great. I'm making $10,000 a month, blah, blah, blah. And nobody explains how. How do you make those? Like, how do you, like, how do you even start? Where do you start? That's what I was looking for so, like, much. And I couldn't find it, so maybe I'll start doing videos about how to start as I start. So.
You can take people, you know, along with you, along with the, like, take them along with you throughout the journey.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, guys, I'm starting off, and let me show you guys all of this, like, behind the scenes, like, all these little, you know, flaws and issues that I'm having. So if you want to do this, you can avoid it too.
Absolutely. So that's what I've been thinking. But yeah, so, like, that was kind of, like, what happened last week. And I haven't been working out since quarantine started because I just didn't think that quarantine would last this long.
I'm not gonna lie, I got lazy for different reasons.
I was like, oh, it's okay if I take a week off because then, like, in 2 weeks or whatever, I'll be back in the gym. And then it's just like, it never went away. So I'm like, ah.
That's when we all realized, like, yo, this coronavirus shit is.
Yeah.
It's, like, a lot more serious than what the president, or not even the president, just everybody.
Professional, yeah, like, everyone thought, yeah.
Professionals are like, yeah, you know, this will just blow over. And now everybody's like, yeah, we should be really looking into the long term for the next, you know, 12 to 18 months.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
Yeah.
Bro, I had concerts I wanted to go to.
I had plans for this hot girl summer, and you know what, whatever.
I had a hot boy summer planned out, you feel me? I'm about to go live this summer, bro.
I just wanted to tan at the beach, you know, like, live my best life or whatever.
I just want to hit the concert, you feel me? Get litty, you feel me?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I was trying to go to the basketball games, the little baseball games. I was trying to have fun, bro.
But I don't even know where things stand right now, so...
I was trying to waste money.
So, talking about these things, like, I want to, like, kind of, like, dive in on my idea for this episode is that, so, I feel like we've all been struggling a little bit, you know, at least a little bit, because it's everything's been an adjustment, right? So, this week, and by this week, I mean yesterday, because today's Tuesday. We're recording on Tuesday, guys.
Gang, gang.
Yesterday, I was like, yo, I need to get back to working out. No, I don't have a job. And yeah, it's only been like 5 days since like I was laid off, but I need to like get a new job. So I need to get my shit together. Yo, I used to be 1 week ahead on my homework. I need to get my shit together on that. And then
you were like that?
Yeah, I was like so good. And then last week I felt so bad because I was like, wow, I had everything and now I feel like I had nothing. Like it was like a psychological like... I work so hard every day to be productive and suddenly I feel like I can't. I don't know. I don't know if I was depressed or like if I was just tired. Again, my sleep schedule has also been like,
bro, I don't
go to sleep and wake up at 2 a.m. for no reason.
I don't know about you. That's crazy. But I don't know about you, but I've definitely like, I caught myself getting a little like that indoor depression.
Yeah. Or like even lazy. Like I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I'm going to do all these things. And then I just don't leave my bed until noon.
Bro, I was having this combo with my boy.
Kept happening to me.
Mm-hmm. He was talking about how he's falling into like this movie binge where all he does now is just like watch movies.
Yo, and thank God I've never been a Netflix person. So like I haven't started any series or finished any series.
Oh.
But if I was,
oh,
we wouldn't be recording this podcast right now. I'd be in my bed something new.
Let me tell you all the homework that I've missed because I've decided, yo, I had a whole, like, this, I'm talking about, like, maybe three, like, right at the start of the coronavirus, I took, like, a whole week off, right, from work. And that whole week, all I did was watch Better Call Saul.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a spinoff of the show Breaking Bad. And it's
watched it.
About the lawyer. Bro, I went into this deep, dark hole known as Better Call Saul. And that week that I had off was the most unproductive week of my life. I just woke up, chilled, watched TV. Woke up, chilled, watched TV. Woke up, chilled, watched TV. Every single day.
That's fucking crazy. You see, I feel like I was doing good. Even if we were doing quarantine, I was still doing good when I had work because I had to do things during the day.
Word.
And it's when it comes to that stand that last week, I just like, I woke up at noon. I put YouTube videos. I like would study the YouTube videos to try to record some, like take tips or whatever. And then it was like 5 p.m. and I was like, okay, like I have a homework. Oh, that's another thing is like, thank God, but it's been a blessing and a curse. But like my professors have been super flexible about homework ever since Corona.
Word, word, word. That's a plus.
It's a blessing, honestly, because I've heard that there's professors out there that are like,
oh, they could get over it. It's just a virus.
Yeah, like, why are you depressed? And they don't understand that there's people that like lost their jobs. Like, yo, especially when you're doing your undergrad, I feel like there's a lot of people that work part-time and full-time and lost their jobs. There's people who have children and are trying to get they're like,
bro, there's a lot of people that aren't research professors that don't have a shit ton of money just like stacked away.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, hey, if I lose my job, I'm fucked.
Literally. And rent, you still gotta pay rent. You still gotta, like, pay all these fucking bills every month. Like,
recently, my mom, like, she lost a couple of her hours at her job.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been, like, working overtime to, like, you know.
Help out, yeah.
Make sure, like, all right, where she lost those hours, I gotta, like, you know, kind of slide in and help out a little bit as much as I can.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like added stress on top of school, on top of life, on top of trying to be a
successful. Yeah, having a life. I actually called one of my friends. I called Hito. Shout out to Hito. On Saturday, and he was working. So I have to call him again because I haven't heard from him in fucking 3 weeks. Yeah. I haven't heard from my friends. They're all like, y'all good? Y'all alive? Like,
Your friends is nervous. I haven't heard from most of my I talk to the homeboys once every now and then.
Most of my friends have also been unemployed, which is strange because we're all around the same age and we're all like college graduate, college students, and we're all like in this. Just hey, one of them got a job, and then everyone else is unemployed.
I mean, not to talk any shit, but you know, I've been having a pretty good trading week.
Here we go, guys.
I want to share a good milestone. I made $750 today.
So if y'all want to rob someone, y'all know I don't got any money.
That's in my trading and investment thing, but whatever. So, you know, even though there's a lot of people hurting for money, it's like I've found more ways to make more money somehow.
Honestly, yeah, that's actually a really good point to bring up is that I feel like because we're locked at home, this is a very good creative time to like find different, like I'm trying YouTube and you're like working on your currency stocks and stuff, and like we just have to find different ways because whatever was traditional doesn't work for us anymore. So I think that's cool.
That's kind of dope. It's like, it's forced me to kind of like focus on trading. Not as much, but like take it a little bit more serious, be more disciplined.
Discipline, that's a big word right there.
Discipline is a huge word, bro. Like with no discipline, it's just chaos.
Oh, yeah. So going back to what I was saying. So last week sucked. Last week sucked because the video didn't work out and because like I was just like so unmotivated. So this week, I kind of wanted to like mention some motivation tips, productivity tips that maybe could help you guys. I got them on Pinterest. So just like on Pinterest. Yo, anything that you kind of want to try creatively is probably on Pinterest. I have relied on Pinterest big time.
Bro, if you need cooking recipes and you're a dude out there, you need something to cook for your shorty.
But that's not the only, like, I feel like when people think of Pinterest, they think of that. But I think of, like, quotes. I think of, like, I've been trying to practice yoga, like, get back into it. There's
everything, bro. Like templates, like
Pinterest. Fucking give us money.
This video.
So I'm gonna mention some of the things that have worked for me, and I actually forced you to do like 2 hours ago, and it's goal setting and time blocking.
Oh, I've been bamboozled. She's not lying.
Goal setting and time blocking. So, because I told myself I'm gonna get my shit together this week, right?
What?
I gave myself some goals that I wanted to get back to, which was working out, eating at appropriate times in the day, because I've been eating at like midnight, which is not good.
You gotta get the metabolism going.
Yeah, but like I don't want to eat at night. I want to eat during the day, like a normal person.
No, that's a fact.
What else did I do yesterday? I have this the little notepad that's like the knock knock pads. Super helpful. I like completely stopped using my planner.
Cause the planners be mad chunky sometimes.
Yeah, it's just like a lot. I'm like, I just 5 things that I'm trying to get done and like get it done. So I had a meeting. So I've been trying to meet with people through Zoom, whether it's like through to have a coffee talk, a date talk, a motivation talk, like just like I miss human connection.
Hey, sorry.
So I'm trying to go out of my way to talk to people, like message people, like the your family members, your friends, like the people that care about you. Like, don't forget that everyone's kind of going through the same shit together.
Yeah, it's always good to touch base with your people. Like,
Oh yeah.
Let them know, like, hey, I'm here for you if you need me.
So
also, like, I'm bored, bro.
My goal has been to talk to people like at least once a week. So I met with someone yesterday around 9:30, my ex-boss, and like we talked about like podcasting and stuff like that. She made her own podcast inspired by me. I didn't tell you. So then she was asking me for tips and stuff, and I was like, wow, I left an impact there.
Round of applause.
Yeah. So to help with productivity, set yourself some goals. Mine were to work out, to talk to people, to do my homework, and to fix my resume. Then I generally use my Google Calendar. It's like so good for me, and I do time blocking.
I gotta get better at time blocking. That's one of the things that like it works when you actually do it, and when you get into the habit of like of following your time blocks,
you become so much more productive. It's crazy.
So much more efficient, and then you have like definitive purpose in your day.
Yeah, and it feels good when the day ends and you're like, wow, all these things that I've been saying I was gonna do, I actually like forced myself to do it.
I'm not gonna lie, it's fire when you have like a day that you have things that you purposely, you know, sought out to do,
mm-hmm.
and you actually achieve them. Like you feel like, yo, you feel accomplished at the end of the day.
Yeah. So like that's kind of like been one of those things that this week I time block for everything. I time block to record this podcast. I time block to do homework. I have class blocked 5 to 7. Online class, and I'm getting shit done yesterday and today at least.
Let's do it.
My next tip for you guys is to do what's daunting first.
Yeah, do all the hard shit.
And like this one comes from my heart because I feel like there's a lot of things that because I was procrastinating last week because it gave me more anxiety.
Oh, excuse me.
What?
Nothing. You didn't hear that. You're gonna hear it when you edit the podcast.
Oh great. do like the thing that you're scared to do first because then you will have a peace of mind. Mine was working out. I just kept telling myself that I was gonna do it, and then like I felt so guilty of not doing it, so I just got it out of the way today in the morning.
Mine has been homework. Like literally last night, I started working on a lot of backed up homework that I had. Because every single time I would start, I would reach this, like, I'd have this roadblock or, like, a mental, like, creative block. And I'd just be like, damn, no, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
I know.
In the last couple of days, I sat down. I'm like, nah, I'm focusing on this. I'm going to set out this time. I'm going to, like, do it. And I'm, like, halfway done with one of the big projects. And I'm actually, I'm not far behind how I thought I was.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And shout out to my professor because she's been very accommodating and super understanding.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Mine have been too, which makes me really happy.
Like, I told my professor, like, yo, I have to work at Home Depot, bro, da-da-da-da-da. And then I explained to him, like, yo, humans suck at, like, social distancing. People don't understand personal...
Because we're emotional beings. Like, I think it's been psychologically proven that we make decisions based on feeling and not on, like, being rational.
And it's crazy how many people just make, like, decisions off of just boredom. Like, yo, 95% of the customers that go to my store are there because they're bored. Because
they want to walk around around other people.
Like, bro, stay home!
So I'm just like, yo, if y'all stay home, you'll make my life so much more easier.
Got grandma with the fucking, with a pot, a plant, and maybe like a bag of dirt in her cart. And she is cooling it, living her best life.
She's living better than me.
Living her best life, but then again, risking her damn life. Because, like, yo.
Oh, that's true.
You just put yourself in danger of possibly contracting.
But they can't stand being inside. And I feel like it's already been 4 weeks. People are going to start going out more because they're tired of being inside. Which, like, I can't blame them. But at the same time, like.
Nah, bro. I feel like everybody has to do their part, man. This is something serious. This isn't a joke.
I know. You're right.
It's like, yo, I get it. You're bored. But, like, shit. I guess you're really going to be bored when you're dead. And I know that sounds...
I'm like... anyway, tip number three is to track...
Nah, this has been on my mind just because, like, I've noticed, like, being in the, in the actual, like, out there working, nobody is shopping for essential items unless they're going to Market Basket or Walmart.
Oh, that's true. And like, I've seen there's a lot of articles about, like, people being, like, supermarket workers that are...
Getting
corona and like stuff. Like, there's a very high percentage where employees and stuff like that.
Yeah, but all right, let's get off the coronavirus.
Yeah. We're tired of talking about it.
My bad, I had to vent, bro. I had to vent. You feel me? Like,
no, yeah, that's what this is for, right?
Yeah, I gotta understand.
Tip number one's time blocking. Blocking the time to say, to do what you say and you're gonna do. The second one's do the thing that's scary first. The number third, this is for you, Joshua, is tracking your online time. Tracking your online time.
I've been getting better at that.
Mm. Mm.
Yo, I spent way too much time on Disney Plus now.
He keeps showing up, bro. Like, you don't have to tell us how much better.
Bro, I'm living the life, bro. I made mad money trading today. I got Disney Plus. I got Hulu, Showtime, and Spotify for $5 because I'm a student. Bro, I'm living the dream.
So what's the password, though?
You don't want the password? The password is get your own.
Like, with an exclamation right after?
Yeah, no, it's get your own 001 exclamation point. Put off the hackers. I have not an underscore, but the middle dash.
Oh, y'all see what's happening.
Yeah, no, the Bob.
Well, so this is funny. I'm reading like the Pinterest thing, and it says if you work online, it can be incredibly easy to get off track.
That's a fact.
There's an app called Rescue Times, which will basically give you an audit of your day and tell you where you're spending your time.
And there's also an app called
House Party. Josh was going to say 90% Instagram.
And there's also this app called House Party where you can chill with random people online.
I'm the one who told you about that app.
And what else did I find? I guess this is random as hell, but I guess I was reading online. If you're bored and you want to quote-unquote travel, Tinder has the option that it allows you to travel to anywhere in the U.S. and you can, like, meet new people.
I don't get that one.
So let's say you live in Mass, right? Normally, you're only gonna match up with people from your state.
Yeah.
Now, you can travel to Africa and like match up with people in Africa. And go to Tokyo and go to Australia and like.
But we're in quarantine. That's not. That doesn't help you with productivity. That I end up like off a cliff.
Oh no no no! I'm giving you all the things to be non-productive.
Oh no 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 no! I'm helping with the like track your time online so you stop spending time. And Josh was like, "Yeah, fuck work and like hook up with people from other countries."
Basically, what if that? No, because I stumbled across an article about how a lot of platforms are creating new ways to like social distance, but still being social with other regions.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I read an article about like museums and aquariums have virtual stuff that you can just like virtually tour a museum for free in Paris or whatever.
That's one of the things I've been dying to do a little bit more of is looking at free art online, because normally a lot of these museums wouldn't expose their like archives like that.
No, yeah, because that's where they make the most of their money from.
So.
So tip number 3 was supposed to be track your online time, but tip number 4 is turn off social media.
Wow, so completely the opposite about what I was just ranting about.
Yep. So what that means is don't listen to Joshua because he will not give you good advice.
Whatever.
And I really, really like tip number 5 is block out time for yourself. Most people do not give themselves enough time to do things for themselves. The time you block out for yourself needs to be used doing something that makes you happy. So ever since we've been blocked in at home, I feel like, at least for me, when I was working, I just like spent most of the day working because I had that time. And instead of working 9 to whatever 3 or 5, I would like work and then at lunchtime take a break and dance around the house. And then like it was 2 and I still haven't finished the thing. I started at 11 and then it was 5 and I was still catching up on the thing that I should have been done for at 1. And then by the time it was nighttime, I was like, oh, well, like it's nighttime. So
I'll do it tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah. And like before quarantine, I used to do a lot of self-care. Working out was one of my self-care routines, but like also like face mask and like.
I feel like self-care is really underrated.
Yeah, absolutely. I journal. I have this app. Oh my God, I love this app. It's called, I used it today and I'm trying to like get back into it. It's called Reflectly.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Reflectly. And so I downloaded it a while ago, but I just stopped using it because I was writing in a journal. And okay, then now I'm not writing as often, so I went back to the app. So it's really cool because it kind of gives you, like, create your story. And then it asks you how your day was, if it was okay, if it was bad, if it was good. It asks you if it was because of work, family, relationships.
Oh, damn.
Like, and it has some icons. So let's look. Joshua.
Hold on. Oh, okay. Those look cute.
And then I'm actually going through the app as I talk about it. But this thing, like.
Yo, we got to get this money, man. We got to get this check. What's up? We out here promoting all these good apps.
Honestly, yeah, but it's.
I'm just trolling my people, messing around.
Oh, yeah. So it asks you, like, why do you feel that way? How do you feel today? I put blessed. I feel blessed today. And then you type a little bit, like, of, like, journaling. So I wrote, like, oh, I feel blessed because I was able to wake up early today, even though I was tired. Which last week, I kept telling myself I was going to wake up early, and then I kept waking up at 1 p.m.
Yo, waking up early is like the most difficult thing, man.
Honestly. And so I'm just like, I like to journal because that's my version of self-care in the sense of like, I give myself time to like drink my coffee and really think about what am I grateful for and what am I being underrated on. Like, I'm being underrated the fact that, you know, I did wake up early and like I did that for myself. What are the things that you're doing for yourself? I try to write those things down.
It's always good to remind yourself too, because we're quick to forget, like, oh shit, like I did do that. Oh, I do that. Oh shit. Well,
we're always like going on to the next thing, but like, yo, like right now, like you're doing a lot. Like you should like take yeah, like, a minute and appreciate yourself.
Yeah, slow down, acknowledge the fact that like, yo, I'm a boss. Like I'm still working and doing shit and getting shit done.
Absolutely. And then it'll ask you random questions. So the question was, when was the last time you did something that totally scared you for the journal? And
you want to answer those?
Yeah, the last thing that I did that scared me, I wrote that starting the YouTube channel. Just because I have like, I want to say I have self-esteem issues, but I don't like the way I look in camera, which is the reason why I started a podcast, because y'all don't have to see me.
Oh, Lord.
And now I decided to
put your beautiful mug, beautiful face behind the camera.
Yeah. So now
in front of the lens.
Of the lens, yeah. Which I'm basically putting myself out there for good and bad. And that was really scary to me, but I did it anyways.
That's you know what? I'm not gonna lie, that is nerve wracking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of what was something I did.
Self-care. Yeah, talk to me.
That made me feel what?
What was the last thing that you did that scared you?
The last thing I did that scared me.
I'm going to go over other journals to see what I wrote.
Yeah,
and so it asks you a different question every time you log in. Like, before that, it had asked me, what would you like to be remembered for? And before that, it had asked me, what's the most important thing that you want someone to know about you? So, like, you write about your day, and then on top of that, it makes you really think about life, I guess.
You know,
I really love that app.
I hate to bring it back to trading.
No, you don't.
No. Like, one of the scariest things I've done recently was, like, hop into that whole realm. Because I was like putting my money on the line, you know?
Yeah, that is scary.
And I was putting money and time and effort behind something that, like, yes, is working for other people, but I had that doubt, like, damn, is this gonna work for me?
I feel that.
My personality gonna translate well to like the attributes that make a good trader, et cetera, et cetera. It was a little nerve wracking. It wasn't too scary, but it was like, oh shit, like, you know. I don't want to mess up and like go broke or become like addicted to like trading.
Well, you kind of are, but that's okay. I'm glad we took a minute today to like talk more about like how we're feeling about being at home and stuff like that. For me, it's super different. I used to never be at home.
We had this convo not too long ago, like, I think for like a good portion of like when I was like 19, 20,
mm-hmm.
I spent those 2 years like kind of locked up in the crib. Like, went to college. I think I graduated, got my little degree, and I was in the crib for a little bit afterwards, just like mm-hmm. working on my graphic design. And I kind of quickly became accustomed to like, oh, like, all right, I only leave the house for essentials. And I'm just working all the time, like designing. And designing is fun for me. So it's like, it never felt like work. It just felt like I was having fun.
It's crazy. I literally never spent time at home because I was like, I used to have a lot of part-time jobs before now. Like, I just had like 2, 3, 4, whatever I needed to like survive the semester, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I was good, like, academically and financially, but my mental health was on the floor. And I would, like, wake up, go to work, then drive to my other job, then go to class, then, like, go to my other job or, like, an event for my jobs.
Diablo, pero respira.
And then, like, getting home at 10 p.m. to do homework to then wake up at 5 the next day and do it all over again.
That shit, yo, you saying that shit, eso me dio un dolor de cabeza.
Yo, that was my life for a long time. And then on the weekends, I would give myself time to either go hiking or I would do homework like at Starbucks because I'm bougie.
Yo, if you guys ever want to give Carla anything, like a gift card or whatever, Starbucks. Yo,
Starbucks.
If you have any free, anybody that works at Starbucks out there, you got the fucking card discount. You already know. Holla at your girl, Carla.
Honestly, yeah.
I'm not.
Go to Instagram and DM us. Like, I want that discount. But, I would go to Starbucks and like do homework there. Or I actually had recently started going to the library, just because no one goes to libraries anymore.
Bro, I love the library.
No one goes to them anymore. And they have all these free passes. It's crazy. For, like, museums and stuff. And
the amount of books at the library that I've, like, found and, like, dug and done research in as, like, an artist is ridiculous. Like, stuff that I would never find on Pinterest is, like, hidden away at your local library.
Interesting. I'm like reading stuff. You know how earlier in this podcast I was talking about the protein shake that I was drinking?
Oh Lord.
I googled like the benefits and like it improves mental sharpness as well, reduce fatigue, a bad mood and other signs of tiredness. It ups your heart rate, it increases your metabolism and available fat for burning. It has antioxidants which help reduce inflammation. This is coffee.
Oh.
It has antioxidants, which help reduce inflammation and pain. It enhances the function of your respiratory system, boosting oxygen circulation. The stimulating nature of caffeine makes you exercise seem less arduous, and it encourages the production of happy feel hormones like dopamine. That coffee protein shake that I have today is so good.
I did not know about that.
Me neither.
That's like... We get coffee facts 101. Get hit.
Literally, I think I'm gonna start doing like those breakfast protein shakes.
Protein shakes be coming in clutch, man.
Yeah. I'm trying to
a lot of green juice lately.
I need to start doing green juice. I just hate the taste of it. It tastes so bad.
If you know me, you know I love green juices. I'm so mad that I'm not able to like drive to Market Basket in the mornings and get my early morning green juice anymore.
You spent a lot of money in green juice, though.
I do, but yo, that shit kept my skin looking good. It kept me feeling good, to be honest. I was like,
you have to make it at home. That's what I'm getting at.
Nah, it's a lot cheaper when you make it at home. It's a lot first.
So I've heard. Can't relate.
Well, if you on the go, get the good, the good organics. Kyla's like, nah, bro, that shit too pricey for me.
I just like, not even pricey, just tastes bad.
Yo, you get used to the taste.
But yeah, I'm like, what else, like, do you have for productivity? Like, what are some tips from staying at home? Because that's all I could think of, like, making your goals and, like, time managing yourself, I guess, those are good tips for time managing and being productive.
I feel like another thing is creating a space where you can work. I feel like sometimes you're at home and maybe your room isn't the right workspace for you. Or maybe you haven't set up like your desk so it's efficient for you to work from. You feel me?
And like even if you don't have a desk. So I do have a desk in my room, but I rarely use it because it gives me anxiety because it makes me like whenever I look at my desk, I think of work. And I'm like, ew.
Some people don't like that, so sometimes it's better for you to just chill in the living room and work from your couch.
Yeah, so I actually was gonna say is I bought in Marshalls a long time ago. By a long time ago, I literally mean like a year, maybe 2 years. A lap desk. And sometimes like I have a chair that like gives me back pain, so I'll sit on my desk and start some work. And then I'm like, yo, this corner is kind of dark and moody and depressing, and I'll move to my bed with the lap desk, and I'll keep getting work done.
Yeah, I was going to make a comment. Just to confirm, Carla has the most uncomfortable chair in the world.
I really do. You know what? And the thing is, like, I don't want to be that asshole that's, like, ordering stuff online, even though that's everyone these days.
Yo, no diga nada, bro. Deal or comprando de Amazon.
I've like been going to like 20 Forever 21 for like clothes, and then I'm like, no. I don't think they're sending stuff.
No, there's a lot of places where you can order the stuff, but I don't think it'll go through.
Yeah.
Certain places, I think Amazon, they're still like, they have their workers out, blah, blah, blah. People are shipping stuff.
Yeah, so Amazon's like Amazon, but like, I don't know. I think they had something on the website that said that their employees weren't working because of Corona. So like, they're not going to be able to ship stuff yet.
Nah, yeah. And I was going to order a book last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and they're like, the fine detail said, yeah, books will not be shipped out until further notice.
But please make sure anyways. Yo, if you don't read that stuff, imagine spending, like, mad money and then being like, oh, you're not going to get it.
Well, especially if it's something that's, like, essential. Like, if you really need it, and it's like, oh, shit, wait, I didn't notice that fine detail that said that I'm not going to get this until fucking early October.
Yo, I just went to Walmart. I'm right here, like, looking at all this.
What is you doing?
I'm looking at, like, desk chairs. And I'm like, I need a good desk chair.
Carla, this is the moment in the podcast where I tell you that I have to go.
To buy me a desk chair? Yeah. I'm like, to buy me free stuff? Yes. You may go for that. Other than that, no.
I have to go now. I have to go, Carla. They have deals at Walmart. The toilet paper is 2-for-1.
Yo, let's talk about that. The toilet paper and the water is back.
No, sir. For how long, though?
I don't remember. I went to BJ's a week ago for regular groceries, and they had boxes and boxes of water. So I was like, yes.
BJ's is one of the places that still doesn't have, like, a limit on their lines, which is crazy to me. Like, everywhere else, yo.
What do you mean a limit?
Like, at my store?
Like, at your store?
At my store, we have a 100-person limit. And we have, we have somebody in the front with a phone. And every single time somebody goes in, we mark it. Whenever they leave through the other door, mm-hmm. we unmark it. Like, we subtract it. So we're always keeping track of the supply.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, guys. I totally forgot what we were just talking about.
Dude, I'm drawing a blank. My bad. We got stuck looking at those chairs.
I'm currently on the Walmart website looking for chairs.
Carla's back at it again with the chairs.
I'm mad because everyone bought all the cute white ones and all the chairs that are left are gray. So not that I mind gray because my room is gray. I'm just like,
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
I could have had like my room look like chic-er. That makes sense.
You could have.
But y'all bought everything.
But things happen for a reason. You feel me?
Tale as old as time.
I'm trying to think. What else do you want to cover, though?
I'm trying to think. Just, like, remember to take care of yourself, guys, even though you're indoors. Like,
yeah, dude. Like, yo, nah, but seriously, all my people out there, you're having a rough time. You know, meditate. Just, I know it's hard. And hopefully you guys aren't really too impacted by this. No, hopefully you don't have any family members that are sick and things of that nature.
That's what I was just thinking. And I'm like, I don't even know what we could do to support people out there that are going through hard times like this. And like, I'm hoping that we entertain you.
Yeah, I hope we can just make you laugh. But I know it's difficult, man.
Absolutely. So, why you just, like, say that? Now, I don't know what to say right after. I'm like, well, that's a bummer.
Nah, I'm just saying it's difficult. It's like, you know, we all just got to stay, you know, stay close to each other, stay positive, stay motivated, you know, get creative, have as much fun as you can indoors.
So, are you saying you're moving in?
Hell no. 6 feet.
6 feet under. I'm going to get
in this case, 6 miles.
6 miles, this dude just said that.
Give me 6 miles. Ah.
Is that a real song?
No, but I'm just saying, give me space, back, give me
That's
space.
That's what they all say, ladies. Whenever a man says, give me space, that means they got another bitch.
Or maybe that man is very cognizant of, you know, nah, let me stop.
No, keep going. I want to see where this ends up.
I have nothing to say.
Because what happened?
This is going to end up with me getting fried by the female community.
Absolutely. I'm waiting for it. Keep going.
I'm good.
What you mean you're good? What's good?
I know when to pick and choose. I know how to pick and choose my battles.
What you mean though? What are you scared of? There's nothing to be scared of. I say as I laugh evilly in the corner.
Why does Carla's in the background twirling a knife right now?
I'm like, there's nothing to be scared of as I play with it.
I'm fear for my life. Help me.
6 feet under, she gonna give.
Why does that sound like a song?
Because it is a song. It's a song from The Weeknd.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But yeah, guys. I know this isn't like our usual episode, but we just wanted to take a minute to like acknowledge what's happening and hoping that some of the tips that we're giving you work and you spend time taking care of yourself, trying to be productive, trying to get back to the routine that we had before all of this shit went down. We hope that the things that we talked about helped you, and we'll be back to like similar topics next week. So show us some love at our social media, our Instagram, our Twitter. It's WTF Latinx Aggies.
That's a fact. That's a friendy.
Give us a follow. We post a lot on the story. I know our Instagram's still a little blank, but we're making progress. So.
Way better, bro. We have actually like created a whole like aesthetic, and there's a vibe, and it's
looking absolutely cool. So like it's slowly but surely we're getting there. So make sure to give us a like, give us the hearts. If you're interested in showcasing or appearing on our podcast to promote something, you can totally go onto the Anchor app and send us voice memos so we can integrate into our podcast. So if for whatever reason you want to send us a message, feel free to do it through there.
And if you're promoting something, maybe within your community, we can help.
We're here for the positive vibes. We're here like to help however we can.
It's all good vibes, man. You feel me?
Absolutely. So we'll see you guys on the next one.
Wait, what?
Bye.